I'm going to revisit Proverbs 4:20. We ain't got it all. If you got it so well, just say it, we'll reiterate it. Amen. I'm going to talk about it a little bit more tonight. Not going to be all night. And thank God for all the, you know, it's cold outside, but it's thank God for heat. We're working on it. We're still working on it. And I'm enjoying myself. And amen. I'm enjoying the goodness of God. Amen. Proverbs 4:20. I'm still reading from the King James. And it says, my son. Who? My son. So he's talking to sons and daughters because he's talking to the whole family. My son. But he made it personal, addressed it to an individual, like an individual. My son, attend to my words. I think the New King James said, pay attention. Attend to my words, plural. Incline thine ear to my sayings. Incline, listen, pay attention. You know you can be listening, not listening. But pay attention to what I'm saying. Evidently, too many believers today, not all, but too many, they paying attention to what the media is saying. Mm-hmm. They got that TV blasting. I don't even hardly turn over there because they ain't saying nothing. I'm serious. I occasionally look. They say, well, it's way up here, where I ain't stuck. I got my focus on these sayings. This, all they're saying will pass away. It won't last. It's not the truth. It affect those who let it affect them. Because unbelief will mess up anybody that'll deal with it. I'm not an unbeliever. I am a believer. I believe God. Whose report will you believe? Here it is. I don't care how professional, thank God for being professional. But I don't care how professional you are and how good you sound. But if you're not giving a report from here about my life and who I am, what God had put me in this earth to do, I'm not going to accept the other report. Oh yeah, it affects we are put to the test, all that kind of stuff. But the thing about it, what's the big deal? You pass the test. Amen. So, how do you pass it? Pay attention to what God is saying. Pay attention to what God is saying. And so, I'm gonna get to some of those things tonight. Let me just read on through it. He said, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them where? In the midst of thine heart. Keep them where? In the midst of thine heart. For they are what? What are they? God's sayings are life. What is he saying? Life. For they are life to who? Those that find them, hear them, do them, practice them, walk in the light of them, put them to work for them. Put God's sayings to work. Hallelujah. Notice that it works in the heart. He said, for they are life to those that find them and health to how much? All thine flesh. Then he said, keep. Keep. Keep thine heart. Keep thy heart with all what?
Diligent.
For out of it are the issues of life. Issues, forces. It's where life springs from. If you want life and it spring forth from the heart because you have what? Paid attention to God's saying. You'll put them in your heart. And he said to us, their life to those that find them. So your heart will produce, and you got to hook your tongue up with your heart and speak what's in your heart. And he has said, my words are life. So you keep your heart with all diligence. Watch, don't hang around, don't fellowship with, don't run with unbelief, doubt, and all those. You see it, get away from it. Close it down. You know that, you know, watching all that stuff on TV full of doubt and unbelief, turn the knob, turn the dial, or just push the button. Amen. Keep your heart with all diligence. Why? Because out of it, well, you're going to have coming forth issues, forces. When I speak, there's a force coming out of my heart in the words I speak that will bring forth life for me and trouble for the devil. Hallelujah. And cause him to be put on the run. He said, put away. Do what? Put away from thee what? A forward mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee. And let thine eye look how? Right on. Fix your sight on this word. And let your eye look right on. And let thine eyelid look straight before thee. Not looking over here. Can see all, that's a lot of distraction going on. Amen. You notice he said in verse 23, keep thine heart with all diligent, right? You don't want a weighty heart. You don't want a heart full of wrong stuff. Look with me at Luke chapter 21. Luke